Yesterday, the subject was why love is necessary. That was explained to you yesterday morning. Today's subject is why there should be love of the master. What does it do? First of all, what is bhakti? In the terminology of the masters, bhakti is defined as to come in contact with the music of the spheres that is reverberating throughout all creation. God into expression power, when he wanted to be many, when there was vibration, and that vibration resulted in two things, light and sound. So just to come in contact with the light within and that music of the sphere sound principle will become audible, so that is called true bhakti in the terminology of the saints. So this practice it develops people quicker by radiation. For instance, there is a fruit tree. If it is left to its own self, it will give you bare force fruit, say after 6-7 years. If you give some scientific food, that very tree will give you fruit in 2 or 3 years. That fruit giving is quickened by scientific help. Similarly, when a contact is given to you with the light and sound principle within, the more you come in contact with the master who is world made flesh, you see, the more by radiation you will have quicker results, as without it you will have, you see. So the love of the master, the love of the God in him, love of this light and sound principle, which is the outward expression of word, you see. So that is why it is said, Christ said, I am the bread of life. This bread of life has come down from heavens. Whosoever shall partake it shall have everlasting life. He said he was the bread of life. All masters say they are the bread of life, they are the water of life. You remember when this water lady was just carrying a pitcher full of water over her head, and Christ, Jesus, asked him to give some water to drink. On account of inferiority complex, she refrained. Then said, look here, if she has given this water only takes her thirst for a while. Again, then, because she is thirsty. Had she come to me, I would have given him the water of life, which if she had drunk it, then all thirst would have gone forever. No thirst for worldly things or anything. So, world is, you see, bread of life, the water of life. Those who are connected with the world and the sound principle within, if they come in contact with the master, heart-to-heart receptivity developed, then you get very quick results to progress on the way. By your own efforts, you will have, say, 5%. By quickening results, by becoming receptive, you will have that 100-fold times more. So without the love of the master, this development in the inner way is not so quick as one has when he becomes receptive to the master who is the word made flesh. That is why, you see, St. Paul said, it is I, not now I, it is Christ that lives in me. You follow me? This all masters have said in their own language, of course, because you are conversing with the Bible, that is why I have quoted from there. The same things have been given out by all masters who came in the West. So once I was in America, you see, while giving a talk, you see, I told them you cannot understand the teachings of Christ unless you understand, to an eastern. There was a big row. Wow! I told them because Christ was an eastern. Was he not? Asiatic, you know? So my part to say, this truth is one, not two. Ever since the world began, you see, this basic principle of light and sound has been given out by those masters to those who came in contact with them. See? So love of the master, by becoming receptive with the master, is already world made flesh, naturally that there will be boost, the quicker results will come. So the master says those who take up this way without being receptive, so there's very progress of course, but not overflowing progress, I would say. What is done in that way? How one can become receptive? That's the point left now. There are two painters, one of their own country, one came from foreign country, came to the king over there and told them they got very drawings, they have got very wonderful paintings. They would give a demonstration of that if the king would permit them. All right, gave them a wall at one side. All right, you have your painting done here. When will that be ready? He said it would take about a month or so. That's all right. The other painters of their own country came up to say, well, the Lord, he also wants to show skill in that, in painting. All right. That was a big hall. One side of the hall was given. Wall of the hall was given to those who came from the foreign country. And another side of the wall of the hall was given to those of their own country. There was one screen between. So the one may not copy the other. Some days after, king went to that painter who came from the west, from the foreign country. Told us, he saw they were doing something on the wall. And he went to the other side, there was nothing done. It was 10 days, 15 days, 28 months, time was over. Then the painter who came from the other country, he just approached the king and told him, all right, you can visit, examine what we have done. When he says, well, that was very wonderful, of course, very skill showed in painting. Then the other one who was of his own country, well, Lord, won't you mind seeing our own country? Have you done anything? Yes. Then that screen was taken off. And to the astonishment of the king, the very painting was reflected there. You see? Very painting. And therein, there still there was some rough air there. Nothing very clear. The outer astonishment asked the king, well, what have you done? I've been examining, there was nothing done on the wall, and you got it, everything all. And I simply rubbed this wall so much so that it may reflect. You see? You follow? What is meant by that? If a follower, in a case, drives all thoughts, foreign thoughts, between him and the master, the whole thing of the master will reflect. You follow me? This is what is meant by becoming receptive. Those who take up that way, they have quicker results. So that is augmented. I mean, the progress is quicker. So this is what was told yesterday, how this, I mean, practice or this inner experience can be quicker when you become more receptive to the one who is made flesh, world made flesh and dwelt amongst us. This is what I referred to you last night about the talk I gave in the United States, that Christ lived before Jesus. Christ power, God power, and Guru power is the same. That works manifest at different human forms. Just to give context to those who need, who are after. After everybody wants to see God, isn't it? Although they have got something or not, but this is innate, I mean, very at heart of heart, he wants something groping. He feels something groping to find out something which will satisfy him forever. But that groping is the very, I mean, the shadow, so you see how the clouds recede before rains. So though they have got just to bring those children back to God, that's the job. But they also work on the work. In such as God, they speak as inspired by God. Christ, everybody, all masters, they have come only to convey the message of God and give a context to those who are really after it. And that is already within you. It's everywhere, but we cannot see them. We are there, you see, as I told you the other day, it is subtle. You can't see what is in the air. If you see through a microscope, you'll find it is full of insects and flies. Because the microscope that you see, bring those subtle things more 700 times more to bring them in contact with our level of eyes. See, either our eyes should be so subtle as they are, or whatever is in the air is so magnified that so as to come in the level of our eyes, then we see. God is the subtlest of the subtlest. As we become more subtle, we can see, and masters have owned that they have seen God. And others who come to them, they can also see God. And they are, in what form he is seen, that's the point. God absolute cannot be seen. Nobody can see. That is only going into, absorbing into something higher. But the God which came into expression, and one wished to be many, so there was vibration that resulted in light and sound. God is light, and God is the music of the spheres, music of all harmonies, reverberating in all creation. That music you can be audible, become audible, and the, when the inner eye or the single eye is open, you see the light of God. That has been the basic teaching for all masters who came in the West or East. That makes no difference. I went to Greece. I gave a talk over there. I didn't know this Greek language, I tell you. So I engaged some interpreter. That was explained to them, you see. So after the evening, next morning, meditation was given. And many people got the experience inside, although they were not initiated. That requires a little boost to the soul. They ran up like that. Since they have written big books so much to show that this is teaching given by Pythagoras, it was clothed in light. Music of all harmony, by Plato, music of the spheres, by Zoroaster, unstuck fire, Sarosha, all of the sages, Master said so. So written a big book, you see, in which he mentioned especially my name that we have come to. This had been revived by his coming here, it all exists within us. So this is no new thing, as so new truth is one old truth, which was given out by all masters who came in the past, whoever came in contact with them, they had it. That's a demonstration to be given. Not only repetition of certain words or some mantra, no, not that. That's the elementary step, of course. So give it. What you that withdraw the soul from the body and outward environment, you see, rise above body consciousness, and then give a consciousness, open the inner eye to see the light of God and hear the voice of God. So this is light and sound principle, is the way back to absolute God, in direct contact. No hypothesis we made in this. So philosophy deal with theories, and this is called mysticism, deals with contact with God into expression power, direct. We live through absolute God direct. In all other yogas, we have to meet the hypothesis or draw the inference. So this can be quickened by coming in contact, by developing receptivity with somebody who is world-made flesh. That will give us quicker results, that's all. So by becoming receptive and also by abiding, what are the helping factors? Of course, abiding of all fish, meat, fish, fowl, and eggs, and avoidance of all intoxicants. This is the necessity. If even a contact is given, if you don't observe that, naturally, that will fade away. So this is what the subject was here today. Why, what the Now what the master does in this place, what part plays? It helps, it gives a boost, it gives 90% more progress by becoming receptive, therefore. तो ये आज का मजमून है कि बगैर गुरु भक्ति के ये भजन बढ़ता नहीं। भजन क्या कि तुम्हारे और उसके दरमियान कोई और चीज ना रहे। नो थॉट इंटरवीनिंग बिटवीन यू एंड द मास द गॉड इन हिम गॉड इज ऑल्सो विद इन यू बट देयर इट इज मैनिफेस्ट यू कैन गिव इट सम डिमॉन्स्ट्रेशन ऑफ द मैनिफेस्टेशन ऑफ लाइट एंड साउंड विच इज द आउटवर्ड एक्सप्रेशन ऑफ वर्ड यू सी which is called Nama, Shabda, Kalma and all other languages. This is what is needed. So social bodies remain as they are, untouched. You are simply rise above body because you are to be reborn. That rebirth is taken when you enter the beyond. First birth is in the body. You have it now, except you take the next birth now. When at the time of that you have to leave the body, there is no fear. You will go jolly. That's all. All right. God bless you.